Track 2. Neil's take. Yes, here is Neil, and he will start with a warning.
Firstly, let me apologise if you find what's coming a bit too lavatorial. In fact, if you're listening to this over breakfast and about to plunge your spoon into a soggy Weetabix, or having your mid-morning coffee with custard creams, you may wish to go to the next track and come back to me later. It's just that the other day I witnessed a public toilet incident that reminded me of an occasion a few years ago when Mrs. Haverson and I were doing a food shop. Now, Mrs. H can make a visit to the supermarket last longer than the omnibus edition of EastEnders. Consequently, it is not unusual for me to need a pit stop. As I approached the loo, I spotted a sign pinned to the door. Female cleaner in attendance. Desperation pipped modesty and I burst through the door. "Oh, I'm sorry," said the cleaner. "It's okay. I don't mind if you don't," I replied, congratulating myself on how I suppressed all the one-liners that popped into my head. With that, she turned her attention to cleaning the sink while I expelled the large coffee I had drunk earlier in the cafeteria. I joined her at the sink. "At least you're washing your hands," she commented. "You'd be surprised how many don't." "I wouldn't," I exclaimed. Had she but known it, she had touched on a subject that has always annoyed and baffled me in equal measures. As I rejoined Mrs. H with the trolley, I felt obliged to share with her what had taken place, in case there is something vaguely unfaithful in doing what I did in the presence of another woman. She informed me that women are also equally guilty of not washing their hands. In fact, a survey at the time found that 31% of men and 17% of women admit to not washing their hands after going to the loo. What put this into sharp perspective was the time I saw a man march out of a supermarket toilet without washing his hands, only to spot him later, carefully selecting a loaf of bread. I thought you might like to bear that in mind next time you're sifting through the organic carrots. Actually, it's no wonder infections such as COVID spread so easily. Bugs have a better transport system than the London Underground. Take money. Look how that gets handled and how it moves around. It sits in pockets adjacent to handkerchiefs. You don't know where it's been. Combine those thoughts with my earlier comments, and it brings a whole new meaning to spending a penny. We touch door handles, pin machines, cash machines, and telephones. Then we touch our noses, eyes, and mouths, and hey presto, the germ hops on board. Now, I don't want you to get too hung up on this. Most of us, I'm sure, give more than a nod to cleanliness and have a fairly good immune system. Indeed, since COVID, when sanitizers were in almost every shop doorway, we're all probably a bit more aware of the need to protect ourselves. So there's no need to go mad and deep clean the kitchen like an operating theatre. Ha, that's a thought. I can just imagine Mrs. H asking for my help in the kitchen. "I'm doing a chicken casserole. Do you want to scrub in?"
Thank you, Neil. I must admit that we wondered if this would be popular with our readers, but we decided not to scrub it.